This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized the crucial role of the Indian diaspora in transforming the country into a developed nation by 2047. He was addressing a gathering after inaugurating the 18th Pravasi Bharatiya Divas Convention at Bhubaneswar in Odisha today. The Prime Minister praised the diaspora for its significant role in global development and for their contribution to India's growth story. He highlighted the role of Indian values in gaining global respect for the diaspora. The Prime Minister said the country is excelling in all sectors, including renewable energy, electric mobility, fighter aircraft manufacturing, metro and bullet trains, and soon Pravasi Bharatiyas will fly back to the country in Made in India aircraft. On the occasion, Prime Minister Modi also virtually flagged off the inaugural journey of the Pravasi Bharatiya Express, a special tourist train for the Indian diaspora under the Pravasi Tirth Darshan Yojana. Departing from Nizamuddin Railway Station in Delhi, the train will take Indian diaspora members to various religious and tourist destinations across the country over 3 weeks. The event was attended by Union Ministers S. Jayashankar, Jualorum, Dharmendra Pradhan and Ashwini Vaishnav, Odisha Governor Hari Babu Kambhampati, Chief Minister Mohan Charan Majhi, among other dignitaries. Speaking at the event, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar emphasized that hosting the Pravasi Bharatiya Divas Convention in Odisha reflects the Narendra Modi government's Purvodaya policy, showcasing development and cultural richness of eastern India. President Draupadi Murmu will attend the valedictory function of the convention in Bhubaneswar tomorrow. U.S. Ambassador to India Eric Garcetti today said India and America are united in the fight against terrorism. Addressing a seminar in Mumbai, Mr. Garcetti expressed satisfaction over the increased intelligence sharing and cooperation between the two countries to bring perpetrators to justice. BJP President J.P. Nadda today held a meeting with the party's Delhi Election Management Committee. The meeting held in the national capital was to fine-tune the party's strategies for the assembly polls. It was attended by Delhi BJP Chief Virendra Sachdeva, party in charge Bhajant Vijay Panda and other senior leaders. Talking to media after the meeting, Mr. Sachdeva said Mr. Nadda assessed the election preparations and gave suggestions. Meanwhile, AAP senior leader Arvind Kejriwal today met the Election Commission in New Delhi, alleging that fake votes are being created by bringing people from other states. He alleged that BJP candidate from New Delhi Assembly constituency, Parvesh Verma, is organizing job camps and openly distributing money. The Ministry of Home Affairs has requested all states and union territories to organize a 100-day intensified campaign on tuberculosis elimination in prisons and correctional institutions as part of the central government's commitment to eliminating the disease from the country. In Chhattisgarh, an encounter broke out between security forces and Maoists in Sukma district today. Our correspondent reports the gunfight started in a forest along the border of Sukma and Bijapur districts when a joint team of security personnel was out on an anti-Naxalite operation. As per sources, 3 Maoists have been killed in an encounter. Union Minister for Road Transport and Highways Nitin Gadkari has said the government has to transform the country from an energy importing country to an energy exporting country. Speaking at an event organized at the National Automotive Test Track, NATTRACS, in Pithampur, Madhya Pradesh, he said India is constantly promoting alternative energy sources. Around 10,000 special guests have been invited to witness the Republic Day Parade this year. These special guests include sarpanches, disaster relief workers, best-performing water warriors, handloom and handicraft artisans, Mann Ki Baat participants, My Bharat volunteers, guests from northeastern states and best startups. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast cold wave conditions at isolated places over Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh tomorrow. Parts of Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi and northeastern states of the country can experience dense to very dense fog during the next 2 days. With that, we end this news bulletin.